the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. The largest wildfire of the season to break out in New Jersey so far. The Jennings Creek wildfire keeps growing so far. The blaze, which straddles the border of northern New Jersey and Orange County in New York, has left one firefighter dead and has grown to nearly 3,500 acres as of tonight. The firefighter, 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, a parks employee from New York, died Saturday when a tree fell on him in the New York section of the park, according to New York officials. Dwayne The Rock Johnson made a stop at a local New Jersey Target store, delighting shoppers over the weekend. The beloved actor took photos and greeted the crowd at the Clifton store, as seen in various social media posts. Johnson is on a press tour with two big movies hitting theaters this month, Moana 2 and Red One. Somerset County is the latest New Jersey county to announce it's taking action to make emergency responses a more seamless process for those with special needs.
The county is the latest one to launch a special needs registry. Through the voluntary registration, emergency personnel are better equipped for how to interact and support the person in times of need. The resident's address, name, details of the disability, emergency contact, and a recent photo must be filled out. Many prosecutors' offices in New Jersey have announced this database. All the information can be filled out online. Jill Croce, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And who knew that raw sewage could be so helpful in several spots across New Jersey? Wastewater is being tested for common viruses like flu, RSV, and COVID.
Toilets flush, showers, and sinks drain. All that water comes together anonymously into a single sample that can be tested for diseases that may be circulating in the community. Marlene Wolf with Wastewater Scan says the info helps officials and the public.
When those outbreaks are starting, where they're happening, and what their timing is relative to each other.
The sampling occurs before the water is treated to eventually go back into homes. Wolf notes this monitoring can happen year-round, cost-effectively, not just during cold and flu season. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will we get more rain? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mainly clear for tonight. It's going to be breezy with low temperatures between 45 and 50. And the wind is going to pick up even more as we head into tomorrow. Winds gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour. And with things drying back out again and the humidity dropping, it's going to lead to a high fire threat again with a mostly sunny sky. High temperatures in the mid-50s tomorrow. Clear, brisk, and colder tomorrow night. Lows 30 to 35. And mostly sunny for Wednesday. And a high temperature pretty close to 50. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We have 53 degrees in Patterson, 52 degrees in Hamilton, 57 degrees KMA Courthouse. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.